This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview. Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. The voice that you hear with you is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today. And for our Muslim friends out there, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And so I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's busy there, and I'm live here from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. And, you know, last week, our weather is kind of funny. 2 weeks ago, we had nice sunny weather. And last week, we were under a blanket of snow, and this week is kind of, I don't know, it's fall feeling. It's not really winter, but it's kind of fall feeling, and it's kind of wet. And things, but God is good in the midst of it. He sends us the things that we need, even sometimes when it causes us some problems. So we're thankful to Him for that. If you'd like to find us online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll speak about that in a moment. And if you want to find us on Facebook, it's the same thing, Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley, you can follow him on Twitter at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, that's two E's. Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. If you'd like to call in, we're going to have a guest coming on in the second segment here to talk DACA, the H.R. 4760, and the Hegelian dialectic. And this is something you will not hear from many outlets at all. But if you want to go ahead and be looking at what our guest has written, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. That is the title of his article, DACA, H.R. 4760, and the Hegelian Dialectic. David Rizzolatto will be joining me in the second segment coming up in just a few minutes. But I do want to touch on some things there. And by the way, if you want to call in, please stick to the subject matter, okay? Not doing Chinese buffet, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Look, today, if you're not aware, today, January 26th, is not only my birthday. You can send gifts, care of Sons of Liberty there to Bradley. I'm just teasing. But it is also 2 years to the day where Lavoy Finicum was gunned down on a pretty much deserted road in Oregon. He was killed by Oregon State Police, almost murdered, if you will, by an FBI sniper who shot him as he got out of his truck. We're still waiting to hear something on that guy. As far as I know, he's still walking the streets. But that was 2 years ago today. I heard about that getting on a plane from Denver, coming from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, back home into Charlotte. And it broke my heart to hear that. And, of course, we have news coming out now. I believe.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, the number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to let you know that Bradley and his family are out speaking at a couple of Tea Party events out in California. If you want to catch them out there, they'll be doing those, I think, over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly how long they're staying, but he wanted me to let you know that he's out there. And if you're in the area, drop by and see him there. They'd love to see you. Okay, on the line, longtime friend of mine, over 5 years I know, and I met David as I began work for Freedom Outpost and setting that up, and David was always a contributor there, and tremendous insight because of his training. And I'll let him give you a little bit of that so that it kind of gives some background to what we're going to talk about today. But David Rizzolatti is also a former Marine. I don't know. I've been told to call him a former Marine. But they always say once a Marine, always a Marine. And David is a good brother in the Lord. And I think you will be enlightened by not only what you read in his article, but even the things that we'll talk about here in just a second. So, David, I want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I appreciate you joining me on a short notice, too. And, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about you, what you're pretty succinct. You stick to a topic. When you write on it, you kind of encapsulate one thought and you bring it to bear so that people look at it in a way I don't see that many people write about. And a lot of this is due to your background. Now you were trying to be in social work, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I used my veterans benefits and I went to college and I went into a social work program because I wanted to help children. And what I ultimately found out was that I was being indoctrinated into leftist thought. And I was actually told by one of my professors that she was the gatekeeper, and unless I believed in white privilege and social justice, I really wasn't welcome in the field of social work, and that sparked my curiosity. I finished my bachelor's degree and was ultimately denied my master's degree right two days right before graduation with a 3.6 GPA for these political differences, and it really opened my eyes. You know, the whole program was pretty much based on social change. You know, the whole program was pretty much dedicated to creating social activists, learning how to use behavioral manipulation techniques. You know, they taught about Saul Alinsky. Most of my professors were admitted diehard socialists. And so after being denied my degree and seeing not only their opinions of our country, but their visions for our country, the types of change that they wanted to institute, the things they were trying to set in people's minds, I started researching and doing whatever I could to tell people what was going on. So I started writing.
Yeah, and you've done an excellent job. People can find your stuff not only on your site, which is in defenseofournation.blogspot.com, but you also contribute over to Freedom Outpost and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And so people can always check out your work. When you put something out, you always send it to me, and we try to get it right out. And the one that you sent today that we've got up on the website is DACA H.R. 4760 and the Hegelian Dialectic. And this DACA issue, I saw when they, Schumer kind of, I guess, quote-unquote caved, if you will, a little bit in the fact that they're willing to go ahead and fund government, even the unconstitutional spending part of it, and the non-essential part, which continues to blow my mind, why we allow that to continue as a people, just recently. But you set up the scenario here, and I've often called the politics that we see in D.C., WWE, it's wrestling. And when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I'm right here at Charlotte. So when we went out, this was before I became a Christian, when we went out and partied over here in Charlotte at a club where all the wrestlers came. And the wrestlers on TV, they're mortal enemies, but boy, they're just, drinking buddies and everything else when you go see them out on their own. And this is my idea. This is how I see a lot of the politics in D.C., and this seems to be what you put there, because you say it's a false left-right paradigm, which is, what I've said, what Bradley has said, that it doesn't matter what jersey they have on. They're really kind of greasing each other. They're playing off of each other of what they're doing. You want to talk a little bit about what you wrote today?
Yeah, well, the Hegelian dialectic is a basis for Marxist thinking, and it's based off Hegel's theory. Hegel was basically Marx's partner in developing communist thought, and the Hegelian materialism is basically based on the idea that all progress is the inevitable result of conflict, and that's even taken down to a material level. And so what they did with communism then, with the economic theory of communism, is they took that idea of all progress is the result of conflict. Well, then they decided to pit the social classes against one another in order to eliminate them. And so, in other words, the Hegelian dialectic has become known as the problem-reaction-solution strategy. And so what I see going on here is a false circus show, if you will, to keep the masses distracted, keep us watching, to keep us paying attention, make us believe that there's a big conflict between the left and the right, when in fact, while we're paying attention to this, underneath the shadows, the left and the right are actually working together to pass an immigration bill. And well, what Ron Paul has said is that this immigration bill contains a lot of draconian things that they've been trying to get into law for a very long time, a national ID card with biometric identification technology and all this kind of stuff. You won't be able to travel without it. You won't be able to get a job without it. And so while we're sitting here fighting about Trump and the Democrats and immigration and all this and all that, they're taking advantage of the fact that we're distracted and they're working on this bill. And that's basically how it works. And the reality of it is that they create the problems, and then they push the problems on us in order for us to demand a solution. And the solution that they come up with is one that they've already had waiting in the wings for a long time. They just want us to want it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. In fact, that you're talking about the national ID card, that, I mean, that's nothing more than, you know, everybody has talked about show me your papers. This is going to be show me your ID card. Mm-hmm. And this was something that you mentioned, Ron Paul. This is something he's written about a lot with the whole E-Verify. You know, it kind of gets, there is some things, you know, I'll be straight with you. I even have a question about some of the issues of immigration law. I mean, what really is the difference when it comes to someone going through a legal process and when somebody go through a legal process or, you know, comes in illegally? I mean, in the end, isn't it a rubber stamp by some flunky in D.C. who just checks them off and signs them over? I mean, really, in the end, isn't that what it is? Because if we did away with welfare altogether, and that includes those red states who are getting their government entitles and checks and they're dependent upon government for that, too, including illegals or those who are considered illegals, we could do away with basically the immigration law and say, you can't come here. I mean, obviously you can't fund yourself to come here, and you're not going to get goodies for that. So you're not going to do those things. So the only people who would be coming here would be people who are going to work hard. And I'm not saying some of those don't, but they would be those who work hard. They would be those who would seek to be a part of the society and would be contributing to it. I mean, as far as real immigration law, we didn't really have that to what? It was the late 19th century? I mean, not 19th century.
Well, a couple different things going on here. One, okay, is you're right. Up until like 1965, the immigration laws were pretty much based on a quota system, whereas if we were going to take immigrants from a certain part of the world, the number that we would take would be based on the number that are already in the country proportionality-wise. You know what I'm saying? And with the 1965 Immigration Act, and I've written a little bit about this too, and people can research it and they can see what people said. But basically, they made it a human right to immigrate to the United States. That's why you have people like Lindsey Graham. Remember, Lindsey Graham recently said that America doesn't belong to the American people, it belongs to the world. Well, they basically made it a human right. And then when it comes to the issue of legal or illegal immigration, one of the big differences here that separates the two.
David, hold that thought. We're up against the break here. On the other side, we'll let you keep that. Hold on to that thought, and we'll be back on the other side.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have with us on the line David Rizzolatta from In Defense of Our Nation, blogspot.com, and he's a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And before the break, David was speaking with us about his new article, DACA HR 4760 and the Hegelian dialectic. We already talked about what the Hegelian dialectic is, how it's being used in our system. I don't think it's just on immigration. I think there's a lot of things in which it's being used. And David, we went up against the break, and I had to cut you off there, but you were going to share some thoughts with us. So you want to pick those up and continue that?
Yes, sir. We were talking about the differences between legal and illegal immigration, and I think one of the biggest things coming into play here is whether people assimilate into our culture or not. And with all of this push for no borders and multiculturalism, moral relativism, you have people from the third world coming in here without feeling any need to assimilate into our culture at all. Whereas on the other side of the coin, you have a lot of legal immigrants that did come in here the legal way, and they did assimilate into our culture. And they're almost just opposed to illegal immigration as anybody else is. And the truth is I remember pointing this out in school. You had a lot of people that would speak out against the idea of having English as a national language. How can you have a society survive when you have a multitude of cultures within its borders that don't agree or see eye to eye on anything? It just isn't going to. You know, so that's one of the biggest differences, I think, is that we have a lot of people in our country right now that just don't care at all about assimilating into our culture. They're here for the freebies. They're, you know, they're flying their flags. They believe they have a right to make our country their country. It's a mess. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. And then the response to that is, well, you're just a racist. But let's set the record straight, because this is the bottom line of where Bradley's column was going that was out last night. And that is to return to our foundations. And our foundations are based upon the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. And, you know, if you really only, if you want to get into race, there's only two races, and they're spiritual. You're either a child of the devil or you're a child of God. Otherwise, all men came from one guy. Even, you know, people want to make even Jewishness a race. It's not. Abraham was a Gentile. He came out of Babylon. You know, I mean, he's out of Mesopotamia, excuse me. He came out of Mesopotamia area. So we all go back. We're all one blood. We're all one race. When you really get down to it. So this idea, and I've been living in the world, occasionally I end up using those things sort of, I try to use them sort of in a mocking tone towards those who are throwing that out. But our foundation would call us back that we're of one blood. But what you're speaking of is you're talking about different cultures, different ethnicities, which resonates in those cultures. And when you're just, and people don't understand that when you bring a bunch of these people in and they are allowed to take over a community, we see this in, say, Dearborn, Michigan, or we're seeing it in Tampa now, you know, with Muslims. There's a Vietnamese community, doesn't speak a lick of English out in California. And there are little pockets of these. Over time, they gain ground. They grow bigger. And this is one of the things that, you know, God warned about. If you're going to turn away from his law, if you're going to turn away from the commandments he's given, you know, the foreigners are going to come in. They're going to start being the head. You're going to be the tail. And we're seeing some of that. And it's not that we're being unloving, is it? It's that we're trying to keep the society of what it is so that people can work together. Because when you bring in all these different ideologies and religions and everything else, you're thrown into a mass confusion, you're thrown into chaos, and that is not the result of what God would have us be as a society. I know that.
Right. You know, a lot of people don't understand that, blaming conservatives for being racist or whatever. I mean, we don't care that people come into the country. You know, we don't. But the idea is that they assimilate into our culture. They understand the benefits of living here. They want to contribute to our culture. That's fine and dandy. The thing is if we're such a racist nation, we're intolerant, as the left claims, and all cultures are the same, when you start talking about, you know, multiculturalism and moral relativism and all this stuff, then why do they want to come here in the first place? Obviously, there's already an idea in these people's minds that the culture in this country is superior to the one they're leaving, or else why would they even want to come here? You know, so there should be an expectation that they should assimilate instead of, holding on to their, they can hold on to their cultural roots all they want, but there's a certain level of assimilation that has to occur to become a citizen, or else it just doesn't work.
Well, sure, and that was the case, you know, even with in the Bible. I mean, foreigners would go through the country. They would go through the land of Israel. There was no problem with them doing that. There was even no problem, apparently, them selling their wares. But they had to follow the law that was there. And you read, like, in Nehemiah, they came to try to sell their wares on the Sabbath. And those guys were like, no, the law is you're not supposed to be doing that. And if you come here again, we're going to lay hands on you. And they meant some physical action against these people. So they were to follow the law. And then there was a transition where they could be citizens. But the people that you speak of who've come to the country. And, you know, one of the things, let me get this out and I'll get your idea on this. We often hear from these people who are defending those who are here breaking the law, whether it was no fault of their own, but they've grown up and they know they're here that way, and now they're trying to justify it, or whether they did come here, knowingly on their own and violating immigration law, is, well, we're all immigrants. Well, I don't know about you, David. I don't know about your birth record and everything, but I'm not an immigrant. I was born here. And for generations now, you know, my family's been here, so we're not immigrants to America. Our forefathers were, yeah, but we're not. So that's not really a true statement, is it?
No, absolutely not. And that was a subject that was actually brought up by Mark Levin the other day. The truth of the matter is we're a nation of citizens, and most of us, we comply with the cultural standards, cultural norms. We comply with our nation's laws, and that's what separates us, you know, and anybody can come and do that. Anybody can come to this country and share in our ideals and values, but it's not going to work when everybody comes from all parts of the world and they want to hold on to something that's antithetical to what we stand for here.
Well, that's right. That's right. Now, one of the things that we're talking about here is DACA. And here's the question that I have. You wrote this as an example of how the Hegelian dialectic works. You said, DACA itself is an unconstitutional executive order signed by former President Barack Obama. It gave temporary legal status to children of illegal immigrants who by no fault of their own were brought across the border. Now, what we're seeing is really a battle to legalize what is illegal. Is that not what's going on?
Exactly. So it's a perfect example of government causing a problem and letting it fester for a while, letting it become an issue. And now you have people demanding a solution to it. And in the middle of that is the Democrats and Republicans in the Congress working together to pass what's named the bill, H.R. 60, well, I can't remember the name of the bills, but the bill that we were talking about.
4760.
Yeah, 4760. And that's exactly how it works. Government created the problem. People are demanding a solution. And now government is offering a solution. And the whole thing was unconstitutional from the get-go. Even President Obama knew it was unconstitutional. He said so earlier in his presidency. He said he had no power whatsoever to do anything of that magnitude. But he went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, well, we've got video of him, you know, on the before he spoke on the Senate floor years ago. What was it, like 2006? I just put that out the other day. And, you know, him talking about the illegals coming in. This can't be allowed. We can't do this and this, that, and the other.
Yep.
And here's the guy who orchestrated. Okay, they didn't just flood in. He orchestrated that whole invasion. What was it, 50, 60,000 illegals invaded our southern border. And guess what? The taxpayers got the bill for it.
Yep.
Taking care of them, flying them across the country without any ID. Now, none of us could get on a plane without an ID. And they were flying them on commercial planes without IDs and doing all this stuff while the American people are, you know, subjected to the Gestapo with their German shepherds and their metal detectors and their hands all over your privates at our airports. Now, what's upside down in this picture?
Everything. Yeah, I believe they even put word out or advertised in one way or another down in these third world countries that you could come up and cross the border and be given certain benefits. That's how bad that got. They were telling them.
Yeah, we've been reporting for years that they were using the EBT cards. The U.S. was doing that with Mexico and advertising at our expense. We're advertising our own demise, if you will, our own indebtedness to bring illegals in here and get on the welfare system to bring them in here. And look, it's a plot to bring down the economy. I mean, that's a part of it, too. There's no doubt about it. The QE, the indebtedness, the wars, all of that is designed to bring us down. David, we're up against the break here. If you'll hang on, we'll finish up in the final segment. David Rizzolatto with us talking DACA. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Sons of Liberty Radio here. We've got on the line David Rizzolatto. We're talking DACA and the Hegelian dialectic. And David, we're going into break. We were talking about these guys bringing this issue up about DACA. And, you know, one of the things when Trump punted this down the road was that I said, this is going to be, you know, it's going to get pushed down. It's going to get pushed down because nobody wants to do anything. You know, and really the responsibility on DACA here lies with Trump just to ignore it because it was an illegal executive order, executive action. And he is the chief law enforcer. I mean, we don't look to any of the alphabet agencies in D.C. to fulfill what is there. In fact, I pointed this out to people. The only person in the executive branch who enforces the law that's named there is the president. He's the one who actually takes the oath of office to do that. That's why when you elect somebody, it doesn't matter how good they sound or what they look like or anything, they need to know what the Constitution says they can and cannot do and what they should do as far as the president is concerned. So he's very limited in his power. The other thing is the real enforcers of the laws of the union are the militia. You know, that's
very true.
That's something that never comes up in the talk. When you hear militia, everybody thinks, you know, I don't know, really bad guys. yeah, really bad guys shooting from behind the rocks, trees, and everywhere. They're terrorists. That's the way everybody pictures it. But our Constitution is very clear that Congress is supposed to provide for their training and for setting them up, and then they have their own people in the state who set up leaders there over the militia, and then they're called up by Congress to enforce the laws of the unions and to put down insurrections and invasions. Who was it? Border Patrol shouldn't have been down there stopping that invasion that took place in 2014. The militia should have. Constitutionally.
Right.
So when we're talking about these things, we are talking about getting pulled into arguments that we shouldn't even. It's like health care. Nowhere in the Constitution have we given authority for D.C. to be talking about making us buy insurance or having insurance or any of that kind of stuff, or health care, any of that kind of stuff. We didn't give them any authority for that. But we got pulled into that argument when we should have said, whoa, wait a minute, guys. We don't need to be arguing about that because you have no authority to be writing anything on that in the first place. But we don't do it. We get drug into the argument, don't we?
Right. And that's because our school system, the media, the government, they all do a great job of portraying our country as one that has all kinds of social problems. If you look at the list of 45 communist goals, from the Kleon's Thousands, the Naked Communists, it's something that I put in my articles frequently. There's one that kind of stands out, and it talks about how to use student groups to solve social issues. Right. So in other words, these social issues are made up, and then the students and activists and all that go about the work of solving these made up social problems. And healthcare is a great example. If you read some of the textbooks, the first thing they do is they start running off all this bogus information about people having problems with healthcare in America. Then they compare it to healthcare in Europe, and they actually present European healthcare as a viable alternative when we all know what the truth is. So it's almost like the whole education system has become a practical application of the Hegelian dialectic itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And what can we thank for, or who can we thank, which president can we thank for the way our education system has gone? As one is revered by conservatives, right?
That's right. According to Charlotte Isherbeat, author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, who was a whistleblower in the Department of Education, Ronald Reagan signed agreements with the Soviet Union, and this goes a lot deeper than just this, which gave them partial control of our education system. And anybody that doubts that, ask yourself if there isn't some type of ideological subversion going on in our education system, why do we have portions of our population that believe there's more than two genders? Pretty self-evident.
Yeah, that's true. And this is some of the things. Everybody talks about Reagan conservative and this, that, and the other. And, I got to tell you, in my mind, Trump is very similar to Reagan in how he presents himself, although he's a little rougher around the edges, of course, but the way he handles things.
Trump has always been, as far as I've known, a Democrat. Trump contributed money, and this is something that I pointed out in my article today. He contributed money to Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, and it was that money, when they took power in the House and the Senate, their victories from Trump's money enabled them to get Obamacare passed, the Democrats to get Obamacare passed. And even after Obamacare was passed, Trump still continued donating money to the Democrat Party. Okay? And Trump wrote a book called The America We Deserve, where he says straight up, he's a conservative on some issues, but when it comes to health care, he's very liberal. He believes in single-payer health care. And here we stand today, right now, with Obamacare having not been repealed. Now, that's all I can say on the issue. It was a campaign promise he made, and it hasn't been repealed yet. What else do you say?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, to be honest, we have to look at – there's a part of me that says, do we really have to even look to Congress to repeal that? because it's unconstitutional. Now, if he were to just simply challenge it, like, I don't know, Obama did with DACA, right? Not DACA, Defense of Marriage, right? If he were just to challenge that and say, you know what, we're not going to enforce this stuff because it's clearly unconstitutional, and point, and he knew the Constitution can point to it and say, you have no business doing this with people.
Right.
And we're not going to enforce it.
It would really be that simple, Tim, because the whole thing was passed. I mean, it has no legitimacy in the way that it was passed. Let me think. I think Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to deem it passed. Isn't that what she said?
Well, the thing was is that they gave it a, it was a, like a, what they call a shell bill. I think it was on something about automobiles, if I'm not mistaken, that started in the House. And that's where you have to start these taxes. They shot it over the Senate. They basically gutted the whole thing. It was nothing about health care. And then they dumped all that stuff in there in the bill and sent it back. And that's how they're calling it legitimate. But, yeah, it's the whole thing is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. But but you're bringing up Trump, and there's some people out there going, well, wait a minute, Trump's done this, and let's give him credit. He's done some things that are good things.
Right.
I mean, he's reversed some things. There's there have been some good things, but the big things on the wall. Now you point out, you're saying pretty straight up, and I'm kind of thinking it myself. There ain't going to be a wall, and. This issue with Obamacare. Yeah, I think they got rid of the individual mandate and their tax thing, right. And their tax reform bill that they called it this last time. But that's it. I mean, the bulk of that Leviathan is still in there. And Donald Trump, who is, you know, everybody says he's the money guy and this, that, and the other. I mean, he was telling people before the election that he, you know, was for universal health care. And he talked about Canadians, you know, great system and this, that, and the other, and all this other. I mean, he was telling people that beforehand.
Yeah, and in all honesty, when Clinton was in office, and this is the part that has me the most concerned, when Clinton was in office, Donald Trump supported Clinton's gun ban. You know, so where he stands on guns today, right now it seems that he hasn't acted on any gun control issues at all, but you don't know what he's going to do in the next 3 years. You know, he supported Clinton's gun ban when Clinton was in office. That's all I can say.
Yeah, sure he has, and he's made statements. We went through some of those. He's, I'm going to protect Second Amendment and this, that, and the other. I think something came up after the Las Vegas shooting about bump stocks out of the ATF. There was a little bit of talk about that. Oh, we're going to let such and such deal with that. And you know, again, I go, where did the ATF get any authority to be banning anything? If there's a legislation at all, it comes from Congress, not from the executive branch.
Right. And, well, they were expected to put the ruling out today or yesterday, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything on it, but it's an issue that they're working on right now.
Okay, David, we're up against the break here at the end of the show. You want to give out your website. If people want to go read your stuff, they can read it at sonslibertymedia.com. But go ahead and give me your website. You got about 15 seconds.
It's In Defense of Our Nation, blogspot.com. And incidentally, on my webpage, there's all kinds of source material dealing with the lengths these people go to deceive us into getting what they want. All kinds of books on my webpage.
Yep, check out David's site. And in 23 hours, we'll be back with you again. Thank you, David, for joining us, for enlightening us. 23 hours, Bradley will be back. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.